Around you, or likely within your view, is a palisade, rectangle of vertical log walls, possibly with a square blockhouse in one or more corners. Inside may be one or more buildings, such as a barracks, officers' quarters, and a magazine for storing powder and weapons. In addition to the creek, a spring now under the museum building supplies water. The rising tensions with the Cherokees led local part-time militia soldiers under Captain Samuel Davidson to build the fort to protect local farmers in spring of 1776, which was completed by May. The location offered access to three Native American trails leading to Salisbury, Virginia, and deeper into the mountains. There was good reason to be concerned. Under a 1767 treaty between the royal governor and the Cherokee, European Americans are not supposed to be living here. By June, a company of militia referred to as Rangers were stationed here, presumably to scout for warrior bands. Sometime that month, Cherokees attacked the fort and drove the Rangers out. They retreated to Cathy's Fort near modern Marion. Rutherford arrives in August from the direction you are facing with more than 2,000 militia from the county self-defense regiments and volunteers, having camped at Cathy's Fort on the way. They now make an informal camp all around Davidson's Fort, roughly a half mile in each direction. Rutherford may have had them make improvements to the fort. Small militia companies join the army here, along with some natives of the Catawba Nation, traditional enemies of the Cherokee. On Saturday, September 1, Rutherford leaves 300 to 400 men to protect the region and marches west with around 2,400, including 1,900 soldiers, 80 light cavalry, and 350 pack horse drivers. The Council of Safety has made sure the forces are well supplied. With them go nearly 1,400 pack horses, a herd of beef cattle, and a small arsenal that included long rifles, hatchets, and a few small field cannons. Lacking official uniforms, militia members take along their own clothing and many used their own hunting rifles. The Army has 6 weeks' worth of supplies. The men, horses, and cows head toward today's Asheville, bound for a commercial center of the Cherokees at Niquassee, modern Franklin, where Rutherford plans to rendezvous with a similar force from South Carolina. They follow the Suwallie-Nunahee Trail, from which the name for Swannanoa River and Gap is derived. Suwallie was the Cherokee word for the Chirawa Nation near Charlotte, and the Nunahee referred to legendary people supposedly living in a mound at Niquassee.